Starbucks just reported quarterly results that missed estimates on the bottom line. Adjusted earnings per share for the fiscal first quarter came in at 72 cents. The estimate was for 80 cents, and net revenue of $8.05 billion was slightly ahead of expectations for $7.96 billion. Both of those estimates coming from Bloomberg compiled data. For more on these results, we have John Zolaitis, Quo Vadis Capital President, with us now. And John, Starbucks shares are down in after-hours trading. What do you think is the main takeaway that investors should be considering from this report?
From an investment standpoint, I think the margin performance was weaker than expected. I think there's also some weakness in the Chinese market. So we're going to be looking for some explanation on both those fronts.
You had a 3% decline in comp store sales attributable to the lapping prior year benefit in China, they mentioned, and some unfavorable foreign currency translation. All this considered, when you look across the different geographical regions that Starbucks has been trying to best as they can navigate, you know, where do you expect or perhaps believe that they may see some of those continued headwinds?
Well, particularly in China with the zero COVID policy in place, it's unclear whether customer mobility will return to previous levels that will aid some of the stores that happen to be in transportation hubs, for example. And that's also true in some other markets as well. But primarily in the US and China, that's where the company operates its stores. The licensed stores in some of these other markets are less important from an investment standpoint to the results on both the near and intermediate term basis.
John, taking a look at Starbucks's earnings statement here, the company said that its bottom line results were impacted by greater than anticipated inflation and COVID-19 related pay and staffing costs. This is, of course, something that we've been tracking for companies across the service economy. But how long do you expect these pressures to be impacting Starbucks's margins?
So the COVID related costs in particular, I think those we should expect those to roll off. And I think in general for the fourth quarter, what we've already heard from some companies, we'll hear for other companies, is staffing concerns, unable to get enough employees into the stores and therefore reduced hours, reduced service. And that's impacting both sales and costing the company more money. The bigger challenge, I think, the surprise rather from this reprint is really around the inflationary costs. And it's a little bit surprising that Starbucks wasn't able to estimate those accurately 3 months ago when it provided its original guidance for this year. So I think that's going to be among the major topics on the conference call when that starts at 5 o'clock.
John, attempting to marry two metrics together here, North America, U.S. comp store sales, they were up 18%. They're saying that's primarily driven by a 12% increase in comp transactions, 6% increase in average ticket. At the same time, you had Starbucks Rewards loyalty program, 90-day active members in the U.S. That was up 21% year over year. The significance for us of those rewards loyalty program members going forward from here, even at a time where they're navigating some of the international headwinds that we were discussing a moment ago, and some of the direct impacts of inflationary pressures as well.
So that's really the highlight of the report, is the strength of the U.S. market, even taking into account that there was a easy comparison from the prior year when there was still some disruption related to COVID. The increase in transactions, and you called out the loyalty program signups, that's increasing at a rate much faster than the overall store growth. And so you could argue that the company is taking share, it's adding new customers, and that bodes very well for future revenue growth.
All right, we'll leave it there for now. John Zolaitis is Quo Vadis Capital President, and we thank you so much for that breakdown on Starbucks's latest results.